Let's get nuts.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Everybody, welcome to our first episode of the Bearded Brothers Movie Club. I'm your host, Ricky Piven, and my co-host is Shane Reich. Say hi, Shane.
It's Shane Reich.
Shane Reich. I've been saying Reich forever, and I heard someone call you Reich, and it threw me off for a little bit. This is our first episode. This podcast, we're going to talk about movies that we liked as kids and that we, you know, watched and growed up watching. And, we have beards, so that's why we're the Bearded Brothers. And
you got to take two things that you really enjoy, beards, movies, put them together.
Right.
Get a Bearded Brothers movie podcast.
Yeah, and then you have a good time. You know, you talk to friends, you talk to other people. We will do a beard count. We got to keep the beard theme at some point on the show. It can't just be beards watching movies. At some point down the line, we're hoping to have guests on the show. If they don't have a beard will be provided for them. Because it's a requirement. Even if you're a lady. Lady beards are required.
Oh, yes.
So, for all you beards, non-beards, and lady beards out there, Shane, why don't you tell everyone what the first movie we decided to watch was?
Well, we decided to go with one of our childhood favorites, the classic Batman from 1989. Now, this was directed by Tim Burton and, as you know, starred Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton. I say Jack Nicholson first because it's pretty much a Joker movie.
Yeah, Batman's just kind of there. He's a side character.
Yeah, he's there, but, you know, it pretty much revolves around...
It's the story of the Joker. It's kind of like how Star Wars is the story of Darth Vader.
Pretty much.
It revolves around him.
Yeah, you need a cool villain anyway, and Tim Burton really seemed to follow the villains in his movies. He didn't really try to flesh out the characters of Batman or any of the other characters too much, but when it came to... And this one, the Joker, he was all about that.
Oh, yeah.
But pretty much we'll give you a brief synopsis of the movie.
Yeah, we'll try to do that every week. That way, if for some fucking reason you've never seen the movie we're talking about, you know what it's about, and then go watch it. And we're going to announce the movie prior to the show coming out on Facebook or on our website or anything like that so that you can watch the movie before you listen to us talk about the movie so you know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And these movies are from the 80s and the 90s, so... We don't need to give you spoiler alerts for every damn thing that we say.
The statute of limitations on spoilers goes away after, like, 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't know the fucking Batman movie, just get out. Stop it right now.
Pretty much. That's, This movie was huge. There's a whole mania. I mean, it had Prince doing the soundtrack for it.
Prince fucking rocks. Like, I don't know. The newer Batman movies is just a score in the background, and there's not, like, a real music soundtrack, but the scene with the Joker in the parade with Prince going on is just fucking cool. That would be terrible if it was just a score in the background.
Yeah, if it was just some notes playing here or there, it wouldn't have the same effect as Prince in the background.
It's Prince.
Trust!
Yeah. It starts off as WXYZ.
Ooh, in case you don't know your alphabet, we're going to teach it to you. The artist, formerly known as Prince. Well, anyway, this, like we said, it's a movie about Batman. The synopsis is a little more in-depth than that, but it's about Bruce Wayne. He suffers a lot of misfortune in his childhood. His parents are killed before him, and the brooding billionaire decides to don cape and cowl and become Batman. He's a vigilante who pretty much goes around spreading fear in the hearts of the Gotham City criminals. And every good hero needs a good villain, or an evil villain, if you will. So we follow a character, Jack Napier, played by Jack Nicholson, who pretty much takes an acid bath and turns into a monster named the Joker. And he returns to Gotham City After being flushed down a weird toxic toilet.
Like, I don't know how he made it to the sewers. He was in a vat. I don't know if there's a drain in the bottom for this toxic waste.
Yeah, that's never really explained. I mean, you see him in the river after, and you see his hand come up, and you know something bad is going down. Oh, you see that white hand with the green fingernails. But anyway, he pretty much comes to Gotham and wants to kill everybody with some Smilex gas.
Yeah, he wants to... He decides that everyone needs to have a smile on their face by killing them.
Yeah, he gives him a nice. He tries to give him a nice rictus grin.
Yes,
but of course the hero Batman thwarts his maniacal plans, and happy times had by all.
Right, and in this movie, Batman decides it's necessary to kill a bunch of people.
He kills a shitload of people.
Just looking at the Joker, for instance, Jack falls into a vat of acid that Batman kind of tries to stop from happening. He grabs his hand, he slips away, he's like, oh, well, shit happens.
Yeah, he gives a little bit of an effort, but it's not like he went full tilt trying to save that
guy. Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna try, but shit happens. And then, you know, fucking... He kills a bunch of dudes with bombs. He's got machine guns on the Batmobile. Like,
floppy machine guns.
Floppy too. Machine guns. Remember? Yeah.
In that, it was the Axis chemical plant.
Yeah.
Which is like a take on the comic book's Ace chemical plant. It's this pretty much the same building. They just...
Yeah, it's weird that Tim Burton made the movie and used a lot of things that are in Batman with different names.
Yeah, he changed a lot of stuff. Like some of my favorite characters, too.
Eckhart is clearly Bullock.
Yep.
They're the same fucking character. And the Ace chemicals, Access chemicals, stuff like that. Like, I was reading somewhere with Tim Burton and Michael Keaton before doing this movie, didn't really read anything Batman. Like, Michael Keaton got to the point where he decided to fall into the character by studying bats. I don't know if that helped him a lot. He studied bats, and then he read The Dark Knight Returns. So he at least read something. But I read somewhere that Tim Burton didn't read anything, so I don't even know if he actually knew who fucking Batman was before he made this movie.
I read that he was given the Dark Knight Returns and also a couple of good Joker stories.
Yeah.
Like, he was given the... what the hell's the name of that one?
When did The Killing Joke come out?
Yeah, The Killing Joke. Yeah, he was given The Killing Joke.
There's The Man That Laughs.
I don't know if The Man That Laughs was given... was after 89 or maybe not, but I know The Killing Joke anyway.
I'm gonna let you guys know now, I'm fucking terrible with dates. Like, this movie could have came out last year, I don't know. Just don't yell at us for not being completely factual, because I'm kind of retarded. So
a couple of dudes shooting shit about shit that we like,
yeah,
and we're imagining that maybe you like too if you downloaded this podcast.
Right,
so if not, well, I guess don't download a podcast about Batman.
Yeah, and if you don't enjoy this podcast, then I guess you're out $0, because it's free, so shut up.
Pirate radio.
Yeah.
The whole movie is in its own time period, anyway. It's like...
Yeah, it's... You can't differentiate when it actually takes place. Like, it looks like it could take place in the 80s, but then Jack Napier's gang is like 50s mafia, pinstripe fucking up, hats.
And it's like... It's just all kinds of... And the vehicles that they're driving, some of them look old, but some of them look like they're from the 80s.
It's just weird. Like, I guess Prince it's also...
playing in the background.
It's also on the brink... It was 89, so it's also on the brink of turning into the 90s, so there's still some, like, a little bit of bright colors going on with the big 90s thing, but it's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's not like you see people walking around in flannels. Grunge hasn't hit yet.
Yeah, grunge wasn't a thing yet.
But, I mean... I guess if you watch it, you can just look at the people that are in town, because I think in the city of Gotham, there's only about 15 people that live there.
It's a giant population in that metropolis-sized fucking city.
Besides that first scene of the movie, I don't think there's more than 20 people in one place at the same time. I mean, even when they have this big press conference.
Yeah, press conference, like fucking 6 news reporters show up and some mimes. Like,
there's more mimes than there are other people at the press conference.
I just don't get it.
But... About the characters of the movie, out of all the Batman movies, live-action movies, who's your favorite Batman?
Michael Keaton. Yeah, he's always been my favorite.
Michael Keaton is Batman.
He is Batman. They just talked to him and he said, I am Batman. Like, he's so secure in his role as Batman that he doesn't give a fuck who else is Batman.
Yeah, he doesn't care that Ben Affleck is going to be Batman. Yeah. He's like...
like if you run it down, I mean, Adam West was technically in a Batman movie. I don't know if it was originally made for TV or not, or if it was in theaters. Like, I wasn't alive in fucking 66, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, the movie came out later on. I think it was 69. But Val Kilmer was a decent Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But a terrible Batman. He had lady lips. Like, he didn't have a strong jaw. He had
some serious lady
lips. He looks like he's wearing fucking, like, lip gloss for a while. George Clooney, horrible. Worst Batman ever.
Yeah, he was... they gave him bat nipples, too, which I think worked against him.
The bat nipples were sucked. I mean, George Clooney could have played an old Batman if he was cast as an old Batman. He was cast as fucking the 30s Batman, and he was, like, in his 40s. He looked older.
Yeah, well, those first four movies are in the same continuity, too, so it's weird that George Clooney would be the same Batman when he's obviously so much older.
Yeah, like, and it's also weird, if you're going in the same continuity with those four movies, it's weird that Harvey Dent is black. It's fucking Lando Calrissian in the first movie, and later on, it's Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Same character, but...
Yeah, Harvey Dent, played by Billy Dee Williams, yeah. Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Well, I read that he was originally took the role because he was slated to play Two-Face in the third movie.
Yeah.
But by the time the third movie came around, Tommy Lee Jones was such a big deal that they bought out Billy Dee Williams' contract.
That's ridiculous.
So he got paid to not be in the third movie because they were like...
Which is good, because...
Billy Dee Williams. Who the hell is this? All those years later, nobody cared about Lando Calrissian anymore.
And Colt 45. Yeah, that wouldn't have made any sense come the third movie. I mean, Jim Carrey was big. Tommy Lee Jones was big. Jim Carrey was an awesome Riddler.
Lee Jones pretty much played Jack Nicholson.
Yes, he did.
I feel like he just aped his performance as a different character.
Yeah. But back to the Batman that we watched. I noticed right off in the beginning of the movie, after we see another scene of a kid and his parents getting robbed in a fucking alleyway, because we have to mimic the Bruce Wayne origins forever.
Oh, yeah.
The two bums, the two robbers that take down these parents have something going on in their face. Like, they look like they have... I don't want to call it AIDS.
No, they've got serious AIDS.
They have fucking their eyes are all sunken in. It's red. They got sores all over their face. Like,
yeah,
they shouldn't be robbing people and chilling out on the rooftops after. They should be finding a hospital. Like, they need to get checked out. Like a free clinic somewhere. Well, I don't know. And
they got some pretty good lines though.
Yeah,
there's one of them grabs the lady, the kid's mother, and says, "Hey, lady, do the kid a favor. Don't scream." You know, it's like, when you're a kid, that's a pretty seriously tough guy line.
Yeah, especially, like, a kid's gonna get freaked out by his mom screaming anyway, because the parents are supposed to be the superheroes to a kid, so the dad goes down, the mom screams, the kid's petrified.
Oh, the mother has the most ridiculous scream in the entire movie,
too. Yeah. I can't even mimic it.
I wouldn't.
If I had a soundboard, I'd add it right here. If not, go listen and watch the movie.
Yeah.
It's right at the beginning, if that's all you want to see.
Yeah, that's all you got to see. You got to watch the first few minutes. You'll see that one scene where there's a whole bunch of people in Gotham.
Yeah.
You'll see this alley, which, I don't know, we kind of assume is Crime Alley. The same alley that maybe...
Bruce's parents are supposed to get murdered in.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about a little later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We got a couple of gripes with that.
Yeah.
But it turns out that these two muggers know that there's a Batman, or at least have heard the rumors of a Batman, because they talk about how there's been people getting taken down by a Batman, and that their corpses are left behind with blood drained.
No blood. Like, he's a fucking vampire.
Vampire man.
Yeah, it's like, that's not it.
Count Batula.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this whole rumor going around, and there's, what's his name? Alexander Knox?
Yes.
He's trying to prove that it's more than just a rumor. He's a reporter that's going around trying to, solidify.
He's a fucking tool, too.
He is a tool. Makes cock jokes. Like,
yeah.
Gonna need a bigger lens.
Yeah. Yeah, when he meets Vicky Vale, who apparently doesn't work for the Gotham Globe, but's chilling out in there as a photographer. Maybe she's freelance, but she's got her own desk.
Yeah, she hangs
out.
Doesn't make
any sense.
It's because she's, you know, a hot blonde.
It's because she's sexy for the 80s. Like,
if you're working in a 40s newsroom and a hot blonde comes in,
right,
you're going to let her sit down on one of the desks.
Well, of course.
and go through the file cabinets that are
not really, labeled.
Really empty.
Yeah. Empty, not labeled. Who knows what's in what?
Yeah, I was hoping that they were at least going to use, like, I don't know, the Dewey Decimal System to find their files.
But... nope. They open a drawer, toss that shit in like it doesn't matter, close the drawer.
Anyway, Batman, he doesn't kill those first two people, those first two criminals, but he kills a lot of people.
He does!
In this movie.
There was a... We looked it up. There was a body count of 56 people die in this movie, and we're pretty sure he's the cause of at least a third of those people. Because he fucking...
At least a third, yeah.
He kills those four guys when he blows up Access Chemicals. Like, the four guys that are surrounding his fucking car with bombs, which they will not get away from.
He kills a couple goons in the clock tower.
Yeah, I think he kills all the goons in the clock tower. He drops one down the belfry. He just moves, and one guy just crashes through the floor. It's fucking the Mexican priest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of goon death in this.
And he's got fucking machine guns. Batman doesn't have machine guns. In The Dark Knight Returns, he had a machine gun, granted. But they even mention it, that it's rubber bullets. So.
Yeah, it was a rifle. Yeah. And one scene that he had that had, like, a grappling hook on it.
Yeah.
That was, you know, one gun that he used, and it's like, it was a grappling gun.
Yeah.
Just looked like a rifle. I don't know.
It's weird.
But Tim Burton kind of created his own continuity in this movie. It's outside of the DC universe.
It was the first dark Batman to be on screen anyway. Because before that we had Adam West fucking doing the Bat-toosie and...
Oh, yes.
Living with the fucking aunt, and Commissioner Gordon was like a fucking Irish guy. Like... This is weird.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on in Batman's universe. Different universes that just don't coincide with the other stuff. But
yeah.
As far as a standalone feature, though, this is a lot of people's introduction to the Batman universe.
Yeah. It was the first Batman I saw. I actually have a picture from 1989 of me in a Halloween costume, and I'm fucking Batman. And it's the black costume, yellow symbol Batman. It's not the Adam West Batman. So this was my first introduction to Batman.
Yeah, this was my first introduction to Batman, too. I mean, my father had watched the 66 Batman, and he talked about it, and we watched some of them on syndication.
Yeah,
but
my mom was like that, too. I saw, like, on, not like TV, it was before TV Land, when they showed reruns of that shit, but, I mean, that wasn't...
Yeah, there was nothing that really stuck with us at our...
I didn't really get it when that was out. Like, I thought it was stupid. I watch it now, because it's awesome.
Yeah, now,
but when I was a kid, I was like, this is dumb. Why...
We were in the age of the Turtles.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles, cartoons, like the X-Men.
Transformers, you know?
That's what we were watching. And then that fucking Batman movie came out. And from then on, I remember as a kid going to school, and when you go to recess, everyone's like, what are we going to play? Like, I'm fucking playing Batman. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'll be Batman, you be Robin, and you be Batgirl. Like, you figure it all out, because in the early 90s is when the cartoon came out.
Yeah, the Bruce Timm animated series was awesome.
And it was supposed to be a tie-in to the Tim Burton movie. That's why it's darker. And that's kind of the only instance where the Penguin almost looks just like the Penguin from the movie. Because later on, the Penguin looks kind of different in everything else that he's in. But it was supposed to tie into those movies because it was fucking Batmania and it was a Batman craze and they wanted to make cartoons and shit. And the cartoons is what really turned me on to Batman, because the 90s Batman cartoon, the animated series, is my favorite Batman.
Oh, yeah. Without a
Hands
doubt.
Down, the voice work of Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill, the animation style. I mean, that's where we get Mr. Freeze, like his actual storyline about his wife.
Oh, yeah. That's
because
best.
That doesn't happen before then. Like, in the 66 Batman, he's a guy with a cold gun. He might as well be Captain Cold from The Flash.
Pretty much, yeah. He's such a cool character. That episode, Heart of Ice.
Heart of Ice, once they do Heart of Ice, and it shows that he's a character you can feel bad for, and he's just trying to save his wife, that's the only thing he's trying to do, then he's an actual, you have a storyline to him.
They fleshed out the characters in the animated series more than they did in the live-action movies.
Yeah, and everyone's favorite female villain, Harley Quinn, came from that cartoon. Paul Dini created that character for that cartoon, and then created the Mad Love comic book after.
Yeah.
And...
now Harley Quinn's like a huge deal.
Yeah, Harley Quinn's like in the Suicide Squad and shit, and she was on the Arrow TV show, and there's going to be a Suicide Squad movie that she's in.
Yeah.
Like, she's a big fucking deal now.
She's probably the most cosplayed character out of all comics right now, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every girl that dresses up as a comic book character right now is dressing up as Harley Quinn or Batgirl. or Catwoman, but Harley Quinn, because she's sexy, she's fun, she's not wearing a mask, she just got face paint on and shit like that, and I don't know, it's crazy. But we keep fucking bouncing off of the movie we watched, Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
Because we like talking about shit that we like. If you don't like that we're going to bounce around like this, don't even fucking bother. If we get to the point where we talk about the Terminator, and then for 20 minutes we're talking about fucking Twins or Junior or anything else that Arnold's in, that's what's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Like, this is just, you know.
This is two guys with beards talking.
We have some pretty glorious beards.
We do. Although mine's short right now because I'm restructuring my beard face.
Sometimes you got to restructure.
Yeah.
You know? 'Tis the season for restructuring.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, all in all, this movie, I remember it being one of my favorite movies as a child.
Oh, yeah, I wore out the VHS tape. Oh, like, I couldn't, without a doubt. I couldn't watch it anymore. Like, it was just ruined because I watched it so much. It was my favorite movie to watch all the time. It was like, friends come over, you want to watch a movie? Batman.
Batman, yeah. You're having a sleepover? Yeah. We're going to have popcorn, watch Batman.
Yeah. You know what the worst thing is? When you're a kid, your favorite movie's Batman, and your best friend at the time, Superman. Doesn't like Batman. My fucking best friend when I was a kid, Nick, loved Superman. Superman was his fucking thing. The fucking Christopher Reeve Superman movie. That's what we watched when I went over to his house. I hate Superman. I don't even like him now. Superman, to me, isn't a superhero. Superman's an alien with powers. A superhero is like a superhuman kind of thing. Like, he's got his things going on.
I'm on the other side of that. I have respect for Superman. I didn't used to like Superman. Just because growing up, you know, you'd see back when they had the Batman animated series coupled with Superman.
It was like when Superman, they had the
Batman.
They had the Justice League cartoon. Yeah, like, it was all kind of at the same time.
But the Superman cartoons growing up, I didn't care for at all. So that put a sour taste to Superman in my mouth. Like, yeah. I didn't watch the movies when I was a kid. It was probably late teens by the time I saw the Christopher Reeves Superman movies. But, yeah, he just couldn't hold up to the coolness of Batman.
Yeah, because Christopher Reeves was the Boy Scout. He's the good guy. Like, the Superman character was just... It was the good guy. You know, you want to watch a movie with a guy in a blue fucking suit? Like, everyone likes The Dark Knight. That's why everyone watches Batman. Because it's dark and he's got no fucking powers. He's a regular dude with some ninja skills and, you know, we can go into that. And fucking money. He's like Iron Man. He's Marvel's like Iron Man is the same as DC's Batman. It's the same character.
Basically, it's just, you know, different gadgets.
Different gadgets. Parents are killed.
Yeah, both of them have no parents. Yeah. It's like, there's a lot of parallels between the two characters.
But, yeah, when I was a kid, my friend always wanted to play Superman. I'm like, fuck you, I don't play Superman. Because you know why? Superman doesn't have a sidekick. If we play Batman, you can be Robin. Yeah. I can be Batman, you can be Robin, and that's the end of the fucking story.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I mean, I guess the kids these days could...
Kids these days just turn on video games.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't play outside and pretend to be Batman and shit.
Superman, they don't play Batman. No. I don't know, my son plays Green Lantern.
But it's because it's your son.
Yeah, this is true.
And, like, my son, when he comes over, we play the Avengers, or we'll play, you know, we'll wrestle, we'll do a lot of stuff.
It's because of these righteous beards.
But, right? Dads with beards, and we are the Lords of Spring Street.
That's right.
The Lords of the Spring. But kids nowadays, they just have video games, that's what they're growing up on, and luckily I'm poor enough where my kid's not growing up on that, so... And he plays video games from time to time, but it's usually like fucking Lego Batman or something. Like,
Lego Batman,
it's still
yeah.
comic book stuff.
Yeah, it's still the same kind of stuff that we were doing when we were kids.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But do you think this movie holds up now? 25 years later or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This movie definitely holds up. I think that's maybe why we can't figure out what time it takes place, because it's kind of timeless. You can watch it anytime. There's no real technology in it. Like, if you watch the Gotham TV show, they got cell phones. So now it's going to be at least late 90s when that TV show takes place. Batman, you see a couple fucking phones. Once in a while, there's a rotary one, there's a touchtone one. Like, you don't know when that takes place. You see old cars, new cars. There's no real time to it, so you could watch it 30 years from now, and it's still awesome.
Yeah.
It's still
Batman. Yeah, kids are going to be like, what's that thing Vicky Vale has when they look at her camera? But
yeah, like,
what's... It's like a film camera.
Yeah, because they don't have... What'd she take out of that camera? Is that the... Would she take out the memory card? Like, where'd that go?
It's a big memory card.
Right? It's round. I don't understand.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it pretty much lives up too. I mean, when I sit down and say I want to watch a Batman movie, I mean, a lot of people are all about the new ones.
Oh yeah, everyone wants to watch the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. Granted, I like them.
I like them too, but...
That's not my Batman.
It's not my Batman.
That's a 20-something-year-old kid's Batman right now. Because they grew up... That's the Batman they...
Batman.
Yeah, and that's the Batman they grew up with. The Batman we grew up with, because we're kids of the 80s. We grew up with the Michael Keaton... Unfortunately, Val Kilmer and George Clooney Batman.
It's too bad that their Batman, their Christian Bale Batman, talks.
Yeah, he's got the Batman voice.
The Batman.
And I hate that Batman voice. And the worst part about that Batman voice is in the fucking third movie when he's talking to Catwoman on the top of the fucking roof. And he's talking to her in Batman voice. And she leaves. And he turns around and she's gone. He's like, oh, that's what that feels like. He's talking to himself in Batman voice.
There's nobody else there. Voice.
And he, in the first movie, he talks to Alfred when he's on fire and he falls out of the roof when the fucking the little shit from Game of Thrones fucking like he's trying to save him or whatever and he falls out of the roof. He calls Alfred on his fucking bat phone and talks to Alfred in Batman voice. He knows who the fuck he is.
He knows. he can see beyond the voice. Yeah, there's always somebody listening though. You know, I guess. He's trying to cover all bases.
Yeah, well, Michael Keaton, no Batman voice. You know why? Because he's the fucking Batman. He's the man. He knows what's up, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. One of my favorite... Well, we just watched the movie again together.
Yeah.
And my favorite line from the whole movie is when Michael Keaton, as Batman, says to Joker, "Hey, ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?"
Yeah, says it's it just, all like nonchalant.
He
like,
says it so nonchalantly, and that's like Jack Nicholson's Joker's... line in that because
when he says it's all fucking slow and he's got feeling behind it and he's
whenever he goes to kill somebody
kicking it into fucking Bruce Wayne's head that I did kill your parents and now you remember who I am and then fucking he's just he makes a joke out of it at the end like yeah fuck you yeah. I can say it too
nice joke
yeah
he seems to have forgotten that his parents are dead because of this guy
right
but you know at least he can make a joke he doesn't make it in a weird smoker voice
yeah speaking of the Joker in the end throughout the whole movie the Joker is kind of sexualized in this movie as well, especially at the end with fucking Vicky Vale, when she's gonna fucking blow him on the top of the clock tower because she sees Batman, so she's like, I gotta distract him, what do I do? Blowjobs. Like, that's not...
And all you lady listeners out there, in case you're wondering, the best distraction...
From anything. Blowjobs.
Is blowy.
So, you know. We'll take them.
generally, that's a hard thing for somebody to say no
but
to.
But, like, if...
Even if you're the Joker.
If you're the Joker, and the other thing, when he's dancing with Vicky Vale on the roof, she's dancing like a corpse. Like, she's not... She's just fucking limp. But, like, that's what she does to... Like, the Joker doesn't go, she's been fighting back the entire time I've taken her. She's been trying to get away. Batman's trying to save her, and she's offering me a blowjob. He's not like... What's going on here? What's happening?
Yeah, he doesn't think anything of it. He's just like, I love blowjobs.
Yeah, blowjobs are great. It's cool.
He's
all
around.
Do this.
He's like, the last time I got a blowjob was from Bob the Goon.
Yeah, so, and I killed him because
he didn't
balloons.
Yeah.
My balloons got taken away.
I was upset. He's, you know.
Batman has a fucking grabber on his plane that takes balloons. That's all it's made for.
Yeah, anyway, the Joker tries to gas everybody. Batman takes the balloons. Joker's not happy with it.
Yeah, Joker, he's pissed off. He's like, he stole my balloons! Those were my balloons!
The thing that's heartbreaking is that the guy that he does kill in his anger...
Bob the Goon?
His number one guy. I would never kill my number one guy.
Right, he wouldn't be number one anymore. Like,
he'd kill a number two guy, maybe. Like,
yeah, or number three. Even number seven.
He had mustache handlebar guy right next to him when he did that.
Yeah, and he didn't kill that. That guy was fucking useless.
Yeah, that guy jumped through the floor and killed himself later on.
Right.
Batman can't even take responsibility for that one.
I
think Vicky Vale should have died in this
movie,
though.
Well, yeah, because she leaves at the end anyway. She's not even in the next movie.
She's not in any of the other movies.
Yeah.
So what's the point of... Like you said, she was dancing around like a corpse. She could have been a corpse, and it would have made it so much more, like...
And... I don't understand why her character disappears anyway. She knows who Batman is because fucking Alfred decides to just let her in the Batcave because he wants to get Bruce laid and married.
Right, Miss Vale!
He mentions it multiple times in the movies. And he's like, oh, Miss Vale is coming over later. And Bruce's like, I don't have time for that. He goes, well, if not now, then when? like, he's just waiting. He's like, I don't want to be your fucking butler anymore.
I'm so tired of butling for you.
Get married, please. Ugh. And make sure she can cook so I can fucking leave. I'm 80. I am so old that in 4 movies, I'm dying of the same disease that Freeze's wife is dying from. Fucking miraculously. Like,
I can't believe I signed a contract for 4 of these movies.
Yeah, and Pepsi commercials. Remember that?
Yeah.
When fucking Batman's getting ready to go out, and he's like, sir, did you need a drink? And fucking Batman looks at him, he's holding a fucking Pepsi on a fucking tray. That's something like fucking all the fucking tie-ins were happening big time with the movies in the 80s, like Ninja Turtles and Pizza Hut, product shit like
placement
that.
Was everywhere. There wasn't too much crazy product placement.
There was an American movie. Express card American commercial Express. In this movie. Yeah. When the fucking robbers at the beginning, they're opening up the woman's purse, and he's like, hey, American Express, never leave home without it. Like, really? You're 2 fucking robbers on the top of the roof hiding from the Batman who's going to suck your blood.
Yeah, maybe they shouldn't have and left home without their AIDS medicine.
Right? Because they're dying. There's something wrong with them.
Yeah. They look worse than the reporters later on who you see on TV who, like, haven't used any personal hygiene products in 2 days.
In 2 days, they have these giant zits. They can't use combs. Because apparently, the Joker's put some chemical in all of the makeup that if you use just lipstick, you're fine. If you use just hairspray, you're fine. But if you use both, you're fucked. You're dead.
Use a combination.
Use a combination. So instead of using one thing like, you know, deodorant or soap, they just stop using everything, including combs. Combs don't have chemicals in them. They're just combs. Like, the guy's hair's all fucked.
Gotham City.
They do. Gotham City combs have chemicals in them.
Yeah.
And that's his big plan, is he's going to fucking put all this stuff in the makeup, and it's going to kill everybody. Yay. And it's kind of like Giggles or Joker's laughing gas or anything. In this one, they call it Smiley.
Smilex.
And he makes fun of the dead guy next to him. He's like, he used Brand X. And he fucking drags out that X for like 30 fucking seconds. It's just so fucking random. And
the only thing longer than his pronunciation of the letter X in that word in this movie is probably Alfred's eyebrows.
Alfred's eyebrows are fucking intense. They're fucking bushly. Like, he needs to fucking take care of those.
Yeah. He's so busy doing the buttling that he doesn't have time to take care of his own eyebrows.
The only other thing bigger than that, though, is when the Joker says, I have a small penis, so I'm going to use this giant fucking gun that's down my pant leg to take down the Batwing.
Yeah, he pulls out a huge gun.
It's like, it's got to be fucking 4 feet long.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
At least. Huge. And you know, the thing that's weird about that is later on you see that it telescopes.
Yeah. So why would you have it? So why would it? It's extended in his
in
pants.
Your pants, like, he's trying to impress the ladies.
Right?
Is that a giant gun in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Both.
I'm always he's happy to see everyone. Yeah. I mean, he's got a smile cut into his face.
Yeah, why would you have a telescoping gun opened? That's like a teacher having one of them telescopic pointers already all the way out in their pocket. Yeah. Chilling out, waiting for them to point at shit.
Well, maybe it was closed and it got caught on something when he was pulling it.
Got caught
it
on his so fucking belt.
Yeah, it looked like it was open the whole time, but it was really, like, telescoping out of his pants. God, this gun goes on forever.
Yeah.
I just want to shoot that fucking thing out of the air with it.
And then this whole scene, the Batwing's flying down, his fucking missiles are coming out, machine guns, floppy machine guns, just like on the Batmobile. He aims directly at the Joker. Like, we see the fucking the target,
the red target
appear on the Joker,
closing in on him,
and he shoots around the Joker. He still misses the Joker.
He shoots everything else but the Joker.
The Joker takes out this 4-foot gun and one-handedly,
one shot
takes down the fucking Batwing without the kick and power of this gun that takes down the Batwing blowing his arm off. Like, he just kind of falls backwards, and he's like, oh, I did it.
That's a superpower, I guess. He is indeed a super villain.
He is a super villain. And then the fucking Batwing hits the ground, like you said, like a frisbee.
It hits it like a frisbee.
It doesn't crash into anything. It doesn't fucking smash in the side of a building. It hits the ground like a frisbee and kind of
skids to the church stairs.
Where he needs to go.
Meanwhile,
conveniently.
Conveniently. And the church stairs are what triggers the explosion. Not landing in the middle of the street and skidding for
the other thing
yards.
Is... When he lands in a street and skids across the street, there's a parade that was happening on this street. Where'd it go? Like, he didn't take out floats on the way. Like, he didn't knock shit over. He just skidded across the street and went up that church. And then that brings me to the conclusion of, is that a dead-end street? Because they came from the end where the church is.
Yeah, well, the whole layout of the city's messed up, because they talk about alleys, and then they show you the alleys, but they're not actually alleys. Yeah. They talk about streets, but those streets are alleys. They talk about...
Yeah, Batman goes to the alley where his parents were killed. Well, Bruce Wayne goes to the alley where his parents were killed and puts roses down on a sidewalk that's clearly on the side of the road and not a fucking alleyway. And then we see, what is it, the Monarch Theater?
100 times.
100 fucking times. That must be the only set that they built, and they were proud of it. They're like, we got to show this the whole time. The whole movie. Every time we go around a corner, Monarch Theater. Because you know why? We drive in fucking circles.
Let's do a flashback. Where are we going to have this flashback? Monarch Theater.
Oh, yeah. And the only other things that they fucking show in like those city scenes is this cabbage truck that stops the Joker cars. And a fucking, like a front-end loader that stops the Batmobile. How does it stop the Batmobile? The Batmobile's like a tank.
Yeah, I don't know. He could have used one of his weird grappling hook things that help him turn corners to maneuver around it somehow.
And then I think it's weird, too, that when he's fighting that ninja in the fucking alleyway with the fucking katanas, it comes out of nowhere. He just jumps over the fence. Everywhere the sword hits on Batman's rubber suit, sparks like the guy's fucking hitting metal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but it's just one of those, like, 80s effects things, like, what would be cool? We're gonna have sparks in here.
Yeah.
We're gonna have fire shooting out of whatever these buttons are that people push.
Yeah.
You push the wrong button in the wrong order, sparks and fire are gonna shoot out of them.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. I don't get it.
But, you know, it's just one of those old effects things, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
But
all in all, it's an awesome movie.
Oh, yeah. I fucking give that movie 5 stars, without a doubt. We'll give it 5 beards.
Yeah, we give it 5 beards.
That'll be our rating system.
How
our
many
rating
beard?
System
yeah.
would be beards. Or maybe length of beard. Or
speaking of beards.
Are we going to do our beard count?
Yeah. How much facial hair did we see in this movie?
In this movie, there is not one actual beard.
Not a full beard.
There's not a full beard. We have... We'll go by the characters. Harvey Dent. Mustache.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, like we said...
It's fucking Lando. He has a mustache in everything he's in.
Every single
Billy
Dee
Williams
thing,
always Billy... has a mustache. Except for in the Fanboys movie, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a mustache. He
shaved for the Fanboys
I'm pretty
movie?
Sure he shaved for it. That's the movie where they go fucking hunt cross-country for Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a mustache now, which I thought was weird, which is why I'm remembering it. But other than that, he always has a mustache.
Always.
Then we get Jim Gordon. Mustache.
Mustache, yeah.
Big bristly mustache. Then we got Eckhart.
Eckhart's
got kind of a bristly mustache, but also kind of I haven't shaved in 2 weeks going on his whole face.
And he is the originator of the Christian Bale I'm Batman voice.
Yes.
In this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fucking sleazeball.
He talks like this. He's like, hey, Jack, what do you think you're doing? Where you been?
Yeah, he does the fucking
nights.
Batman voice. And he is also the beard continuity problem in this movie. In the Access Chemicals plant, all this scruff, this 2 weeks worth of scruff around his mustache, gone. Clean shaven. Just a mustache.
Just a mustache, yeah.
And then in that same scene when he gets shot and killed, scruff's back. Don't know what happened.
So all you filmmakers out there, we want you to know that we're watching you, and we will find your beard continuity problems.
Yes, we will. We definitely will.
Here at Bearded Brothers.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
We like beards. We have beards. You like beards. That's why you're listening to us. The beards, you're listening to the beards. We're not actually talking our beards. You're talking for us. Back to the beard count. There's a black cop. Don't know his name. He's just a cop. He has a mustache. There is a mafia guy, one of Jack Napier's 1950s mafia gang members,
who has pinstripe suit.
He kind of has a goatee thing going on. Like he's got like the I haven't shaved in a week going on just in the goatee area. Like the rest of his face kind of shaved.
He's got some facial hair on him.
Yeah. Alfred's eyebrows, honorable mention.
Yeah, he gets definite honorable mention.
Those eyebrows are long enough, he can almost comb them into his hairline. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like if he straightened them with like a hot hair straightener, he could pull them down low enough to wear them as a mustache, I feel like.
I think he could. He definitely could. It'd be like a Fu Manchu. Just put it on the sides.
Yeah, that's all.
We also have the Joker goon, who was a giant bald man who looked like Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I think he looks like Greg Capullo, the current Batman artist.
Yep, he does. he had a fucking rocking handlebar mustache that went down to his chin. Like, it was huge. He also looked like one of those little homie figures and a priest, because he had, like, cards in the middle of his shirt like everybody else did, but his were wider because he was bigger, and it looked like a priest collar.
Yeah.
And then the last beard guy I got is the mafia boss. I don't remember his name, but he's the fat guy who gets stabbed in the throat with a feather. He has a fucking pinstripe porno stash going on.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely has one.
He had a classy stash, that guy.
So as far as beards go, we have zero. But as far as fucking mustaches go, apparently we got fucking 7 or 8 of these things. It was the fucking style.
We invite all of our listeners to watch along with these movies that we've been watching, and do your own beard counts. And if we miss any of them,
yeah, fucking email us.
Send us an email. We'll give you our contact information at the
end of the show. Of the show, all our contact stuff will be there. Twitter, Facebook, email. Hit us up. I don't know what movie we're doing next. We'll announce it right on Facebook. Yeah. And you can watch it ahead of time. And we're here. We're going to stay. And you're going to listen to us, whether you like it or not, because we fucking talk a lot. And we're going to make sure everyone tells everybody to listen to us.
That's it. And we're not going to tell you exactly when. We're not going to adhere to a strict time schedule.
Right.
We're going to try to do it weekly.
We'll try to do it weekly, but, you know, just like comic books. You know, like, oh, this comic book's going to be monthly. And then 3 months later, you finally get the new issue of The Walking Dead. What happened? Why was it 3 months later? Who knows? We'll post everything online on Facebook so you know when stuff's coming out. It's going to be on iTunes, so you'll automatically get the new episode when it's there. And like we said, the contact information is going to be at the end of the show. Definitely email us with movie ideas that you watched when you were a kid, and maybe we'll watch that movie that week.
Yeah, absolutely. We're open to all of your suggestions.
We're open to suggestions. If you want a guest on the show, hit us up on Facebook. If you're cool, we'll let you.
If you're
not cool, we're not going to let you. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, no, we're not going to let every dick.
Every guest on the show is going to be someone we probably know in real life, so if you email us on Facebook, we're not probably going to listen to it.
And this is still the cool. Bearded Brother, you know, movie club. Yeah. So if you want a guest, you either have to have your own beard, or we'll provide you with one.
Yeah, we're going to get like a fake Santa beard, and you have to wear it while recording, even though people can't see you while recording, people can hear the beard.
Yeah, you can hear the beard. You have to hear the
beard,
right?
You fear the beard. Without the beards, you wouldn't hear us anyway. And we're going to take a picture on Facebook. So even if there's a lady beard on the show, they'll be wearing a beard on Facebook. You'll see them.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for our first inaugural episode of the Bearded Brothers Movie Club. I'm Ricky Piven.
I'm Shane Reich.
And watch some fucking movies and grow a fucking beard.
Yeah, keep on growing.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.